Blog Talk Radio. called me and asked me, was I going to do Facebook Live? I told her no, because my face was swollen. But I heard God said, delay don't mean deny. No excuses. Let the people see that when you've been in a fight and you depend on me, it's okay. It's okay. So let us pray before we go into the word, okay? Father God, I thank you for today, oh God. I thank you for this past week. God, I thank you for your strength. I thank you for your power. I thank you, Lord, for being who you are. God, you said if you be for me, you're more than the world against me. God, you said that you are my shepherd. God, you said you are my God. And, oh God, and on this week, oh God, if I haven't seen anything in my life, I've seen your power. I've seen your strength. Oh, Lord, I've seen your favor. For, God, with you, all things are possible. Without you, oh, God, nothing is possible. God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, oh, Lord. We thank you for being God. God, I ask you to just look over our city of Chicago. Look over every neighborhood, oh, God, every home, every family. God, just wave your hand across the city, oh, Lord. Wave your hand across the state. Wave your hand across America, oh, God. Let this weekend go past, God, with peace. Let everyone that's angry, God, hear you speak to their heart. Let everyone that's angry, upset, and whatever it is they're going through, oh, God, let them hear from you, oh, God, that says, peace, be still. Let them hear, oh, God. God, we ask you to continue to have a shift in the spirit. Continue to have a shift in the atmosphere. Oh, God, we just ask you to continue to be God over our lives, over our family, over our finances. God, protect every one of my coworkers, every member, every staff member, every steward, everyone from the Cook County organization, from safety, from health, from corporate. God, we just ask you, highway, everyone that stood on strike from last week, Friday, until today, oh, God. Let us stand the course. Let us understand it's not about us. But, God, it's about what you are doing. When you shut the city down, Lord, last year, when you shut the world down, Lord, last year, you opened it back up this year, oh, God. We was on strike for 8 days, God. We know yesterday was the seventh. That is the day of completion. We know that today was eight. Eight means the new beginning. God, we're ready to step into our new beginning. God, we will give you all the glory. We will give you all the praise. God, we will give you everything that we're supposed to give you, oh God. Because we turned our backs on you. You didn't turn your back on us. Like when I talked to my coworkers and my stewards, I said we cannot invite God in. In the middle, we have to invite him in on the beginning. And God, if we did do that, if we did leave you out of some like asked you, God, we ask you to forgive us and move forth on our behalf. Because with you, God, no, and when they say no, you will make the no turn into a yes. When they say a little, God, you will make the little be a lot. God, we just ask you to open a window and pour us out a blessing that we won't have room enough to receive. God, we thank you for everyone you use. Everyone you use. Because, God, we know we are your vessels. We are your, I cannot say it, we are your people that's doing your will, oh, God. God, I just thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Cover us over this weekend, our family, all of our gatherings. Keep a hedge around us. A hedge of protection. Keep all harm, evil, danger, and death away. God, cover our highways while we're traveling. Cover the highways and the byways. God, cover us, cover us, cover us. And those that's drinking, doing drugs, or whatever, God, Let them have a designated driver. Let somebody see the need and say, no, you won't drive. No, you won't go. God, teach us how to see the need in others. Teach us how to take our love and pour it out on others. Teach us, oh Lord, how to say the life I've saved today may be the life of my own, my loved ones, or even my family. Even if it's a stranger, God, teach us how to love beyond ourselves. Take us out of the box of me, myself, and I, and let us open up and love one another, own one another. In Jesus' name, amen. I want you all to just go with me for a little bit. I was praying on this week, and I said, God, with everything that I'm going through with my coworkers believing in me, my coworkers trusting me, I said, God, what are you saying to me? I said, God, what is going on? Because I know what I see and I know what I hear. I said, God, I'm just asking you, Lord, what do I do? First thing God put in me was, I did not give you a spirit of fear. I gave you a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. And I said, yes, Lord. And God kept talking and talking. And Apostle Elect, I'm sorry, I'm going to stop right there for a moment. Apostle Elect, I did go on Facebook. I'm on Facebook now. I just began to talk to God, and I could just hear in my spirit when the people marched around the city seven times, and when they began to scream and make noise, how the walls of Jericho fell down. I began to hear in my spirit that I said, God, let your will be done. I began to hear in my spirit the 23rd chapter of Psalms. And when I got home, I started reading it, and I said, God, what is this pertaining to what's going on right now? Now, this was yesterday on the seventh day. I really, began to ask God, what did this have to do? And he told me to look at it and read it. And the first verse said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Now, when I got to reading that, and I said, okay, God, reveal your word to me. I said, you know, we're before this county board, we're fighting for a contract, and the first time they sat down with us, now we've been in contract negotiations since last year during the COVID, but we were doing Zoom. They came to us and they said they told us our worth. Mm-hmm. They told us our worth. I want you to understand, they sat down with the table and told us for a 4-year contract they was going to give us 3 years. So they told us our worth was 1%. I'm not a math major, but what I am is a person that knows 1% represents a penny. So that means they wanted me to work for a penny an hour added on to my pay. When I worked through the pandemic, they called me a frontline worker. They called me an essential worker. They had the nerve to put up in the hospital, heroes work here, but yet instead we were treated like zeros. They put it around all the county facilities, the forest preserves, the highways, the courts, the county building. I don't want to leave anybody out. JTTC, that's Juvenile Detention Center, the Cermak Jail. So this health, corporate, and safety, and highway, and recreation, that's all under the county. plus a lot of other things, but I'm just talking about my SEIU 73 people, that we had to learn how to depend on God, because the word says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And we found ourselves sitting in front of a group of people. We were telling them what we wanted, but God said, I shall not want. So they offered us a penny. So, you know, that means I had to work 8 hours to make 8 cents a day. Mm. So we told them, no. See, you don't know who I am. You don't know who I belong to. You don't know that my father said, I can have what I want. See the vision. Make it plain, write it on the wall. You don't understand who I belong to. Then they came back to the table and said, okay, we're going to sweeten the deal. We're going to tell you, we'll give you something. We'll give you something. You should be happy with it. They said, we'll give you 3%. So in other words, they told us we was worth 5 cents an hour. So I would have had to work 8 hours to get 40 cents. That's what 5 cents an hour. Mm-hmm. So we told them, no, you can take that back. Now I decided to read on, and it says, the second chapter, verse says, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures, that leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Mm-hmm. See, and then I start calling on the Spirit of the Lord and say, God, what is this? They tell me I'm worth 8 cents a day. Mm-hmm. Now they tell me I'm worth 40 cents a day. Mm-hmm. I said, God, what is this? And I just started saying, God, your will, God, I turn them over to you. I'm taking my hands off of it. Because I started feeling myself getting angry and upset and letting my mind start talking to me. Oh, yeah, come on now. Yeah, I know how we get when we get angry. We got them, you know how they say this shoulder and that shoulder, the black one and the white one, or the red one and the white one, sitting there saying, you should say this, you should say that. But I said, Lord, get a hold of me. Because I'm telling you, it was hard. It was hard trying to stay focused. Because you know how we say, they messing with my money. But I had to remember, I have a secret. I don't know if they don't know about it or they forgot about it, but I have a secret. I was depending on God to keep me calm. I started looking to the hills for which cometh my help. I started not complaining, not explaining, but praying and asking God for his strength. I started saying, Lord, get a hold of me. I don't want to take your favor and embarrass you and myself. God, get a hold of me. And I started finding out I had people with me that believed in God too. I had people with me that know how to pray. I had people with me that wasn't ashamed to stand up and step out and pray. And we started touching and agreeing, because the word of God said, if one could put down 1,000, two could put down 10,000. We started touching and agreeing, and next thing we know, the circle got bigger and the agreeance got bigger and the belief and the courage of us got back in a place of, if God don't step in here, we gonna be messed up. If God don't take over, we're going to mess it up. So we started praying, and they had us going to different places. We was in contract. We would be on the picket line at 8 o'clock in the morning. So you know what I mean. We got up like we was regularly going to work, and we had to go check in and be on the picket line at 8 o'clock in the morning. And then after that, we would go into contract negotiations till 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. And then after that, we had to go home, try to get some rest, to get up and do it again. Because, the God before you, he's more than the world against you. Because we had to let them see that you can try to curse us, but God gonna make you bless us. We had to try to get them to see you can't destroy what God has put in place. There's a shift in the spirit. There's a shift in the atmosphere. And we're standing under God's shift. Because, see, we work for a company that says we are here for health care. They want us to give empathy to the patients, their family, their friends, and they want us to do all this, but they don't want to give empathy to their employees. The fourth verse says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff encompass me. So when I begin to see how me and my members in SEIU, my co-members, I should say, how we begin to sit back and begin to pray and talk to God and talk back to God, we started seeing how God was working on us because we were staying focused. We were looking and letting them know we're not scared. We're not looking down to our feet. We're not walking through here. You're not going to just throw us something and think we're just going to grab it because we're glad you're doing something for us. No. We was walking through this valley, and we were sitting there at the table listening to them tell us our worth. You want to tell me you want to go up on my health care costs. You want to charge me more for different things. But in other words, you want me to pay 80% to 100% for something. But you won't treat me like I'm dead. You want to treat me like I'm a corpse. You want to treat me like it don't matter because we're throwing you something. All the proposals our union made to the county board, I'm just putting it out there, God, to give me a spirit of fear. All of the proposals we made, they gave to the other union and then told us to basically kick dirt, throw dirt over each other and just bury each other because they were saying we weren't worth it. And we were saying, what have we done to you so that you hate us the way you do? You telling me to choose butter or bread. You know, when I was a little girl growing up, my mom used to tell me, you better know who's buttering your bread, or you better know who got the butter for your bread. So they was telling me I could have either butter or bread. When I think about how they were trying to handle us like we were nothing. They were trying to handle us as though we should be grateful. They told us a penny, then they went up to a nickel. When the word says, thou preparest a table before me, in the presence of my enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely in goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. when I started really receiving Psalms 23 and my spirit and my coworkers started receiving it in their spirit, we started looking at the point where we say, you know what, I don't care what they say. I don't care what they bring to this table. I'm going to trust God. I'm going to trust God. I'm going to trust God with all of it. I'm going to trust God to the fullest. I'm going to trust God beyond my own belief, because I believe God is going to move and do what only God is going to do, because when you decide, you're going to take your mouth and your hands off of it. When you decide you're going to speak life while you are walking through this valley of uncertainties, while you're walking through this valley where it looks like everything around you and everybody around you is speaking defeat, is holding on for dear life, in other words, for, like death is surrounding you. When you start just saying, God, I'm going to trust you. Yes, Minister Margaret, well, we have to stay focused. When you start saying, God, I don't care about them trying to throw dirt over here on me, because you gave me ability to step back or jump back and say, this I will not accept. You give me the ability to step up and say, I'm going to pray, I'm going to trust God, and I'm going to watch God make you blessed. Now, when we started praying out loud and praying in the presence of our enemies, and we started touching and agreeing and letting them see us pray, they're going to come back to the table with some good news. They said they had good news for us. They came in walking with their heads up. Before they came through the door, we could hear them laugh, talking, but we couldn't really hear what they were saying. But we could tell they were laughing and talking. They came in to the negotiations after we had been there from 10 o'clock that morning. They didn't show up till 11 a.m. Then they turned around and didn't come into the room to bargain with us that day after having us go all the way to Bridgeview. So for those of you that's looking that don't know where Bridgeview at, that's way out in the hundreds. They had us go all the way out there. They didn't come in to talk to us. Now, we had been there since 8 or 9 o'clock this morning because they said 10 o'clock, which they changed the time to 11. But they didn't come in to talk to us or present anything to us till after 10 o'clock that night, p.m., from a.m. to p.m. And then they came in and said, we have a blue light special. I said, okay, Martin, open back up and venture. They got blue light special. They said, take it or leave. This is our best offer. Take it tonight or it's off the table. Won't get it no more. So right then and there, all I can hear God in my spirit saying, my God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with power, wisdom, love, my power. My God is an awesome God. And I began to look at my coworkers and look like they was looking like I was looking, and they was feeling like I was feeling. And they said, we're going to give you all over 3 years this, and we're going to give you that. And we looked and say, that's 10 cents. So they decided we went from being the value of 1 cent. I thought about the parable in the Bible where the people were paid a penny to work the vineyard, like the people with me with the 20 years, 25 years and better. You got people that's on a negotiation team with 44 years of service, down to people that's only been there a couple of years. So it was like the people that was getting the one penny, and then the new people came in, and they got the same penny. you know, we understand that the Lord of the vineyard said, why are you mad at me for giving them the same penny I'm giving you? We understand that parable. But that's what it made me think about, that one penny. Then I thought about, they said we was worth 5 cents. It made me think about the parable of the ones that we were given the talent. You know, the ones, who, they was given different talents, and one buried his talent. I said, okay, God, we're not going to be like the wicked servant. We're asking you to bless us, God, because we're in here taking care of your people. Whether it's for them coming for records and deeds, whatever needs in the corporate side, or they're coming over here for the health side, or they're driving on the highways, they're looking for recreational services, they need safety reasons, whether it's because a family member is incarcerated or whatever. God, we're dependent on you. When we started looking and we said we got to work 8 hours for 80 cents. So in other words, if I wanted to get a dollar, I had to work more than 8 hours to get a dollar added on to my day's pay. Excuse me. So it wasn't where they was giving us. Excuse me. It wasn't where they was adding a dollar on just per hour. They was adding a dime. So I had to work 8 hours for 80 cents. I wore this T-shirt that we got together and we ordered, because everything we asked our boss for, her, the people that she had representing her, said no. Will we be upgraded? No. Will we be recognized as a union that stood for the people because we fought for their rights? They asked us, no. Will you give us the money to pay for this increase on our health care that you all are asking us to pay more into? No. Give us respect. Will you treat us with dignity? Will you talk to us like we matter? No. They had the nerve, I don't want to throw names out there, but they had the nerve to sit at the table or in individual chairs and not even look up at us. Not even act like we were human beings. They tried to act like we was a fly on a wall or a mosquito trying to sting them, that they was just swinging at us. Even during our negotiations, while we were in negotiations, God is so good. You know, the Word of God says that God's ways are not our ways, nor is His thoughts our thoughts. And I thank God for that, because a co-worker of ours that's on the negotiating team, she happened to have a seizure while we were in a caucus on a negotiation night. Now, this is one of the nights they had us come all the way downtown where we had to pay that big dollar for parking. Now, my job at a whole county facility, at our job at Cook County Hospital, we're the lowest paid employees through the Cook County. Yeah, I said it. We are the lowest paid. Whatever your title is, you're being paid less than any other entity in Chicago, okay? Well, this person had a grand mal seizure, and it ended up being a physician assistant. Mm-hmm. Physician assistant. We get paid less than any other organization. And while the county board was in the other room, the management rather was in the other room, doing the caucus, and we was in the room we were in, doing all of that, my coworkers, the emergency room technicians, the CRTs, the other physician assistants, the people that that were in there, the medical staff, they went right into action. The nurses, the health advocates, everybody went right into action. And the corporate side that was in there, they was looking like, what are they doing? We were in there trying to laugh and talk to keep from crying because of the disrespect managers were showing us. They went right into assisting this young lady. I was on the phone calling 911, making sure they knew where to come to because we were on the 22nd floor in this building and we were making arrangements to get them up there to get her. Long story short, by the time they got her, all they had to do was roll her out because they had her being alert. They had her in a situation where she could be taken out. It was a bad situation, though. But the county didn't even come over to see if she was okay. One of the organizers on our union team went to go to tell them what was going on with her, and she literally got cursed out. And so, how dare you come over here? You spying on us. And all she was doing was trying to let them know we had an emergency over there. But I'm saying, I like to say, this is us. We're walking through the valleys of the shadows of death. We got people that they don't even know. They believe that they're doing God's will. Yeah, they believe they were. I believe they were. That they didn't even come in and say, how is she? Is she better? What happened? What's going on? They didn't ask. And with all of that being said, I learned that God will make them see you tomorrow. That's totally unacceptable. They're so busy trying to tell us to take this dime and per hour and get back to work because it's about, no. See, we know it's about the patient. We know it's about the public. But they're so busy trying to hold on to their bonuses at the end of the year. They don't want to pay their people for the work that they're doing. Oh, and I forgot to tell you about how the devil will make a fool of you. Yes, he will. My mom used to tell us, don't let the devil drive. Because if you let him drive, he'll take you to some places you don't want to go. It may be a one-way in, because there ain't no way out. Or if it's a one-way in, a way one-way out. So you can drive in easily, but you may can't come out easy. But anyway, what ended up happening is that they wanted us to just accept, settle, be quiet, sit down. So I said, if our boss, Tony Periwinkle, do not do something for this weekend, with this being the 4th of July weekend, or those of us that living on this side of the green dirt, whether it's in Chicago or any place else, y'all know what this weekend represents. Y'all know what's going to happen. It's going to be a political suicide. That's what I said, you know. And I believe that. I believe God is touching their hearts right now. I believe God is working on them to say, pay those people. Because we have families also. We have needs also. The world was closed down because God said, in his word, he said, if you shut it down for a little while, go into your houses. But God is opening the world back up. And with God opening the world back up, we need to understand that he is a strong tower. We can run to him and be safe. We're running to God. We're asking God to let us be like a tree planted by the river. We're asking God to come and rescue us because this is a time of trouble we're in. We're asking God to open up a window in heaven that we won't have room enough to receive. We're asking God to bless us. We're asking God to don't let us bow down. Don't let us give in. Asking God to put in our spirit of God before you are more than the world against you. We're asking God to save us for real. We're asking God to give us the glory that we will him the eyes. We're asking God to show the people, if you stand and you stand in my name, if you constantly depend on me, when you gave it to me, leave it with me. When you decided that, yeah, I'm on short. When you decided that you were going to trust me, don't take it back. Don't say, well, I believe in God, but see, when you give it to God, leave it in God's hand. Because day 8 today represents the day of new beginnings. I did not want to rant. I just wanted to tell you all about what my God is doing. It's been in the newspaper. We didn't get a lot of press like they was getting press through the summer camps was opening up. And you have the dinosaurs over here. And you come see them, they real like dinosaurs. We didn't get the press other people got. We know that the politicians, carries a great pull over the media. But I want to say this before I end. Here in Chicago, we have four seasons. And I pray to God over all four seasons. But as I remember, we had four seasons. I realized through this strike and negotiation, we don't have four seasons. We have five seasons. And I know y'all looking at me like five. Okay. Let's count together. Winter, spring, summer, and fall. We're going to say it again. Winter, spring, summer, and fall. That's four the seasons. But our fifth season is the leap year season. It leaps over a couple of years. Summer's every 2 years. Summer's every 4 years. But our fifth season has also power that God has given the people to make things happen. So we are getting ready to enter into our fifth season. Now, we're in the season of summer, so we know that winter, spring, and fall has gotten by. So we are in the summer season that's going to end up going into the voting season. Yes. That's the season that we have. Winter, spring, summer, fall, fifth season, voting. So when you are voting, you pray and ask God to give you the right people in the office. And you pray and ask God, which you should be, pray and ask God to make sure when the people get in the office, they don't get in there and forget their promise, which most of the time happens. They run on the fact that they're for the people. I want to make things right for the people. I want to make sure everybody gets what they deserve. I want to make sure that when they get in there, they say, huh, did I say that? They get that attitude of forgetfulness. They get that attitude of, oh, I'm doing what's best for the people. That's what they get. So I'm saying all I can say this. Don't forget the promises you made to God. Don't forget the promise you made to his people. Don't forget that God is God. Every day, all day, I watch my coworkers, and some of them were saying we had to go back to work. We needed to go back to work. I need my holiday pay. And I said, well, you go ahead, because I'm not going to let 8 hours or 16 hours pay make me or break me, because see, I told God I trust him. So if that 8 hours of holiday pay going to make me, after I gave them 7 days going to the 8th day, something's wrong. Because y'all look at me, I'm a big girl. Y'all can tell I ain't missed too many meals, not unless I wanted to. But I ain't missing any of them. My God is an awesome God. I can have what I say. As long as I keep God first, God's going to make a way. So, with that being said, the county is in
agreements or whatever they want to call it, negotiations. They're looking at our proposal. See, I told you, if God before you, he's more than the world against you. No matter how you walk through the valley in the shadow of death, let me go back to it. It said, but thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. When this right here happens, amen, Minister Margot, God sees and knows all. Nothing escapes him. That's right. When all of this is over, we're going to be able to say, thy rod and staff and comfort me. God, prepare the table before me. This enemy here, I will see no more. I won't see him no more. Because, see, they try to tell me who I am. They try to tell me what I'm worth. But my God said, above rubies, my fat. My God said that I am his and he is mine. My God said he will make my enemies be at peace. My God. Mm-hmm. Now, y'all come over here with me. Y'all can repent and he can become your God too. But my God, you know, I've been saying it for months, and I really didn't know why I was saying it. Delayed don't mean denied. You know, I really was talking to somebody else about that. Saying delayed don't mean denied. But see, it's good when God puts something in your spirit that says delayed won't be denied. Because I'm telling you something. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. His thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. If we trust him, he will use the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. So I would love to laugh with you all on tonight, but I just wanted to let you all know that when you sit back and let God take the wheel, as we say, when you sit back and let God have control, when you sit back and say, I'm taking my hands off of it, God, I'm giving it to you, sit back and, as we also say, watch the fireworks. The fireworks, because I was talking with Apostle Elect, excuse the voice, but I said to her, I said it in front of my union, I said I sung it, and I'm not a singer. It said, to God be the glory, to God be the glory. Oh, I just started singing that, to God be the glory, because of the things he has done. I began to sing that, and that thing got in my spirit, so that in my sleep, when I wake up, I'm singing, to God be the glory. You are, I'm tired, but as my spiritual leader, Apostle Elect Priscilla, said, when you say you're tired, say, but my God strengthens me. I said, I'm whooped. She said to say, but my God builds me up. She said to say, oh, I can't believe. She told me to say, my God knows all things. My God is a healer. My God is a restorer. My God is a redeemer. My God, my God, my God. You all touch and agree with me that God is going to do what only God can do. When this is all said and done, when this is over, God will continually get his glory, because one thing I do know, nobody but God. When God opened a door, can't nobody shut it. When God closed a door, can't nobody open it. So I'm going to just sit back and wait for my blessing. I'm going to sit back and wait for
my financial healing. I want you all to know that God is good. I'm going to end this. I don't know if anybody on Blog Talk have anything to say because we're doing Blog Talk and Facebook at the same time. So we're just going to go into opening up the lines if it's possible. If anybody have anything to say, for those that's looking on Facebook, whether you look at it now or later, know that God is God no matter what.
Just want to say I trust God, I trust God, I trust God.
Thank you, Apostle Elect. If anybody else want to say something, go ahead. If not, we're going to be ready to end the program. Well, I want you all to keep me in your prayers. We'll be back on the strike line in the morning at 10 o'clock. So if any of you all want to come join us on Ogden and Damon in front of the hospital, please do so, because we're going to stay the course. Because one thing I do know, when God put it in you, and I thank God for my coworkers at Cook County Hospital, they are so excited. What you say, Minister Margo? Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. Yes. I told Apostle on this week, and I was telling another coworker of mine, I said I never really understood the scripture that says, if I didn't praise him, he'll make the rocks cry. I said it was people that I talked to in my department about coming out and supporting and striking. And I can't say the words they said to me in my face. And I definitely don't want to say, I don't want to believe what I know they said about me behind my back. But when I looked up and I saw those people out there, when they said enough is enough, when I looked and saw those people out there, I said, God, I feel like they didn't want to be like the Israelites. They said, we got a chance and a time to change things. We're not going to go back. We don't want to go back to Pharaoh because we out here and we eating this and we drinking this. They didn't want to go back. They wanted to push forward. They wanted to keep going. They wanted to reach the promised land because, we told them, we may not get everything we want, but what God's going to give us, you're going to know. That if you keep him first, if you stay focused, if you trust, if you believe, if you stand on his word, you gonna get. God, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. Thank you for your faith. Favor ain't fair, but baby, I got it. I got it. I wear my favor like a badge. I want to tell you all, thank you all for tuning in tonight. It may not have been what you thought or what you wanted to hear, but I'm telling you, God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. I praise you all. Hear what God had put in my heart to share with you all, that his faithfulness, that God will honor those that he honor. Humble yourself and be before God at all times. And when you slip or stumble or fall, get up and say, Father God, I'm sorry. Father God, I repent. Father God, forgive me. So you all, please, tune in Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. for Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Sheila Kaiser, Minister Brandon Kaiser. That's on Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Come back this Monday. It will be the first Monday of the month. Dr. Serena Wright will be our speaker at 8:30, I'm sorry, at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. She's going to give you the good news of her book has finally been released. I'm going to let her tell you all how you can get it. We are so excited about what God is doing in that woman of God's life. God has showed her delay don't mean denied. When our God is doing something, y'all got to get a hold to it. Grab a hold to what's going on in the spirit. Grab a hold to it. The atmosphere is changing. Grab a hold. She will be ministering to us on Monday nights. I'm going to say it again, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you get a chance next Friday, now unless the Lord says different, it will be Prophet Antoine. He will be bringing forth the word of God. I just want you all to know he'll be here at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you, Apostle LaSonya Allen. Thank you so much for calling, talking to me. Brother, you said for me to call you, I was on a strike line, and you said, call me. While I was doing Facebook Live, this woman of God said, call me. And when I called her, she began to pray for me and my coworkers while we were on a strike line. Apostle Allen, I thank you for that. So I want you all to know that delayed don't mean denied. Stay focused. Repent. Give God your heart. Give God the power to be your Lord and Savior. You give him the power to operate in your life. Trust the Lord. Trust him. Because the more I live, the more I see. Yes, I will. Thank you so much. Because I got a busy day tomorrow, too. But I'm getting about my Father's business. Because, see, my family and friends that know me and been watching through Facebook, my live broadcasts of what's going on, you're going to see that when they told me I was worth a penny, then they told me and my coworkers we were worth a nickel an hour. Then they raised it up to 10 cents an hour and told us, take it or leave it. That was their best offer. And we said we'll leave it because our God is an awesome God. He on a cattle on a thousand hills. He made everything, and everything is made by him with his will. I want you all to know. I pray that you heard what God has said. I pray that you heard what God put in my heart. I pray that you give your life over to God. And I pray that you pray continuously over this city. Touch and agree with somebody over the city, over the state, over the country of America, because without God, I can't imagine being without God. Faith ain't fair, but I thank God I got it. I thank God for being a vessel that he used to help get people at my job. When I say my job, the county entity, to get them to the place they want to be. All right. Good night, everybody. We love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. Amen. Good night, Facebook.